I sense God is going to pour out so much things this period. When the world is announcing recesses, I mean, what? Recession. All I can hear in my mouth and my ear is resources. I try to say recession, but it's not coming. I keep hearing resources. Amen. So last week, let me go to the message. Tonight, I feel God wants to strengthen someone. Oh, you don't answer me. I think God wants to change the scope. And you know, they saw you living somewhere in tears. I don't know who I'm talking to. They saw you living in tears. By the time you appear next, you're appearing in joy. See, what you're talking about might have not appeared, but you know, like you know your name, that the only difference between the manifestation of your joy and now is only time. Because there is no other way it's going to happen than to happen in your favor. I don't know who I'm talking about, but where they saw you cry away, they are about to see you rejoiceful again. Hallelujah. So last week we said that God answers prayer. In fact, we said that deliberately. Yes, that's right. Bible says from the mouth of babies, God's praise shall be glorified. Hallelujah. Said last week that God answers prayer. I'll just be brief because I'm going to be rounding up today. So please permit me if you're not here last week. I'm sure the message is available on our information stands. You can get it. So I will just quickly go over it. And our text was taken from the book of Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7 to 11 where Jesus was answering and saying that ask and it shall be given and all that. And then the last part of it that struck me was the fact that he said, can any man give his child stone if they ask him for bread, or give snake to them if they ask him for fish? And then we established that God answers prayer. Now you might see that sometimes that your prayer is answered immediately when you prayed. And some other time you might see that your prayer is delayed when you prayed. But the question and the bottom line of everything is that what? God answered your prayers. Okay? Now what we were saying was that last week, we're also saying that the most coefficient part to every answered prayer is God's response. So even if you haven't seen the answer, it doesn't mean God hasn't responded. Hallelujah. So what is the most important part of any prayer is that God responds. So one of the things that Christians should live their life always searching after is God's response. If you can get God's response for your life, you are fine. It doesn't matter how long it takes to come, God's response is all you need. And last week we studied and we saw that one of the things God's response does is that he aligns purpose. He aligns us to God's purpose. Sometimes if God gives answer to some of the questions that, or some of the prayers that we are asking now, it can take us totally away from his visions and from his plan for our life. Hallelujah. Personally, give my good example, and I told you what happened, that if God has answered my prayer, probably now I'll be somewhere around flying planes and doing, But I'm sure God wants me to do something better, and that's why he has told this line for me. Amen. Another thing God's response does is that it connects us back to his relationship, whereby ripening us enough to live according to the response of our prayer. What I'm trying to say is that some of the things you are asking God for now, God can't do it, but because he's expecting us to grow some capacity. Are you with me? So God expects that we grow a little more before he gives us certain things that we're asking for. And some of these things, certainly, are probably what we are asking for. And God is saying, look, there are some habits that you have. There are some people that are the one delaying their own spouse. God knows that there are some habits inside of you. If he gives you the kind of person he wants to give you, you will kill the person. Praise God. So God deliberately keep waiting for you. But what God does is that God gives you response. Tells you, my son, I've had you. I've made a beautiful woman for you. I don't know how Demola would want his woman to be. Maybe tall. You are fair, so you want dark. Amen. But God can be looking at you and be saying, look, the kind of job that you want to do, you are struggling with reading one verse in 3 months. If I give you this job, you won't need one sentence of the Bible in 7 years again. Hallelujah. If you are struggling this much to pay tithe, if I give you this kind of wealth you're asking for, you will live all your days in Kilox. God knows that if I give you this car now, To call for evangelism will be a problem, but every bus stop you stop, you will look for a lift to carry. So sometimes God deliberately gives us response for us to get closer to us. Sometimes God's work, sometimes as if he's giving us a treasure puzzle to solve. So his life, his steps take us to one part, and then you don't know it. He says, just carry this leg, and just carry this leg. And after a while, you discover that you are exactly where you were dreaming for, and you had no clue out of it. Has that happened to anybody before? Some other ways is that he deliberately not announce the results to you, because you yourself, you can truncate it from the beginning by your mouth. But all he does is give response. I don't want to go back to that, because I still have a lot to cover tonight. And the best way we could explain it was that we explained it using the light and what? Light and what? I want to be sure that you still remember. The lightning and what? And the thunder. And you will believe with me that lightning is the real effect of what happened. But we see the lightning far before we hear the thunder. Most time when the thunder is about to sound, everybody goes and hide under their bed. And we said that the thunder is just the response to the lightning. God is the response. He has spoken his response out. Most times, the result you are looking for is just the thunder. And it's just a matter of fact. I like that word that was said during the church. God is not a man that he will lie. Neither is he son of a man that will change his ways. He said, has he not spoken it? That is why all you need in this life is response. If God responds to your situation, it's as good as it being solved. Amen. I like to convince somebody beside you tonight. Tell them God has answered your prayer. No, they didn't hear you. Tell someone else that God has answered your prayer. Amen. The last one we mentioned was that his response always carry instructions. So it is very important to listen to the response. Many people just want to see God as a magician. And thanks to who? Remember? Some people didn't forget just. I didn't say that one. So, instruction is part of God's breakthrough process. God is not a magician. God is going to lead you. That was why the Bible says, he will lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God is going to ask you to do something. God is going to, see, everything God, and I've started, please let me just build in today's word. So tonight, I'm going to be talking about how to get God's response. I'm not going to give you a number so you don't come across me again. Some people will lead me last week. Say, give us the rest. So anywhere I stop is where I stop. I'll just tell you a few. And then I'm going to also tell you a few things that God says as response to people for different reasons. I got a lot of chats from people last week, and they were telling me their different experience, and they wanted me to explain better about how God responds. Some of them were telling me that this was what God said. And I said, for everything God said is unique to you. Is somebody here tonight? Demola Ogbolo. Where's Ogbolo? He's not here. Demola Energy and Kapuchi and Edeo. Don't tell me, but I know it's not a secret that you are both praying, all of you are praying for spouse. If you tell me it's a lie, we'll do deliverance for you now. Where's Mr. Uche? Stand by. And the host of heaven. Amen. Praise God. But do you know, sir, that God can respond to the three of them differently because of this different alignment and relationship for their lives? God can told Demola, go to the south. God can tell Edeho, go to the north. I'm not meaning it like that. And he can tell energy, your energy is too much. Just retain where you are. The glory of God will come up into you here. Praise God. Response of God is crucial, friends. Anywhere, see, I have seen people that can pay for anything to do in prayers. They can even hire people that will pray for them, but they are not willing to stand with the response of God. I don't care what your situation is. Everything that you need is God's response. In fact, I said something that blew up my mind. It's a popular scripture we have all read. I know it. We can quote it from Sunday school. Look at Psalm 107, verse 19. DJ, quickly. Oh, no. See, you're predicting me. Amen. These people, let's look at this scripture together. Can we read it together, everybody? One, two, go. Now, these guys from this scripture were what? In trouble. Please respond. They are what? They were in trouble. And when somebody is in trouble, nothing else matters. He's looking for the easiest way out. Now, to just this explanation, is it okay to say that then they cried unto the Lord and God saved them? Is it okay to say that way? Talk to me, guys. All right. Then they what? Cried unto the Lord in trouble, and he what? Saved them out of their distresses. Now, that means that these guys were in problems. Like everybody, y'all may not be an immediate problem, but there is something. Everyone seated here is asking of the Lord that looks like trouble to them. Now, what this Bible passage explains is that when they cried unto the Lord what? Delivered them. That was what it means. But there is a little explanation to how God saved them in verse 20. Sorry, in verse, yes. Look at what he did. He what? He sent his word. If you hear that the Lord delivered them, you would have probably thought the Lord landed. Am I talking to somebody here tonight? If you had heard that somebody was praying for money, all you could have probably thought was that God just sent Dangote to jam his trailer. Amen. Praise God. So, everyone that read from verse 19, if verse 19 was all that was sent to us, you would have thought that when they were asking for a child and they were saying, God, this woman has been barren for a long time, all God did was just to plant a child the woman's womb, and she bore a child. But no, they were explaining how God delivered them. Because you might have thought that all God just did was appear from somewhere and he saved them from their trouble. They said, no, that's not how God works. In verse 20, they said, he what? Sent his word. Then the word is capacitated in diverse way of operation. First, the word now what? Heal them. Secondly, he delivered them. They even said it is from their own destruction. Sometimes that is why God had to use his word to come. Now, anytime God is going to attend to you or God is going to respond to you, usually God responds through his word. That's what I'm going tonight. Everything God is going to respond to you from is in this world. Please, can you lift your Bible, somebody, and tell them this is where God is going to respond to you from? Oh, you didn't do it well. Can you lift your Bible? If it's on your phone, lift your phone. We understand. Amen. Hallelujah. Can somebody lift up his Bible very well and say, this is God's response? Anytime God is going to respond to you, this is where it's coming from. Can you stand up on your feet once more? I need us to do this together. We live in a generation that forsaking God's word. And then we are crying every day that God does not answer our prayer. This is the beginning of failure. Because if God is going to respond, this is where his response is coming from. Can you lift your Bible once more and say, it is not old fashioned to read and study the word of God. This is where his word is coming from. And this is where his response is coming from. Please have your seat. He said it here, that he sent his word. He sent his word. Can you believe that? I'm not going to go into that scripture, but do you remember that when Daniel prayed, they said his prayer was hindered? Am I talking to people? Oh, are there Bible scholars here tonight? I didn't know what the answer is. But they said, one guy, king of what? King of Pishal, that he came and he obstructed the angel that was bringing the response. I don't know what the response is, but from all time I have read the scripture, I discover when God sent angels to go and give answers to people, it just only goes with the word. As big as the message of the salvation of the world is, all they told Mary was just the word. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Many of the things you've been searching for, Pastor K said that the first time that we're going to go into ministry, that he saw it here in the word. Every situation he had went through, that anytime he prays, the first response God gives is through his words. My sister, my brother, if you are not dedicated to the reading of the word and studying it, you are far from getting God's response. Look at it here. It said, let the word of what? Oh, somebody answer me, please. It said, let the word of what? Dwell in you what? In all wisdom. In all what? Wisdom. Reading and studying the word is your next level to the breakthrough. If God is going to communicate anything to you, my brother, it's going to be through the word. It's going to be through the word. In fact, in the book of Psalms, when the Lord showed me this, my eyes got opened. Psalm 29, verse 3. Psalm 29, verse 3. You know, one of the most common things that people normally say is that they don't even know if God is the one speaking to them or not. Praise God. Look at this. The voice of the Lord is what? Upon what? Oh, can you be more lively, church? The voice of the Lord is what? Upon the waters. And the what? Look at it. And the Lord is upon what? If you are close to studying scripture, let me tell you something tonight. Anytime you hear waters like that, it signifies the word of God. Oh, I don't want to go into proofs and proofs of it. Anytime you hear waters, it's talking about what? The word of God. Now look at the two things they said. They said the voice of the Lord is upon waters. Now, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 said, let the word of God dwell in you, what? Richly. Look at it. These are the connections. Anytime you absorb so much word of God inside your heart, after a while, you will hear the voice of God. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. Anytime the word of God is stored upon your heart so much, people keep saying that, I don't know if God is the one talking to me or not. It's very simple. Every word spoken has two things inside of it. There is a format to expression and there's a voice behind it. True or false? Okay, I'll explain. Now, if somebody mimics Pastor K's voice and doesn't actually get the texture of his voice, but he expresses certain words that Pastor K normally use. If you're in the congregation and you know Pastor K very well, you'll be hearing his message. What will you say? That's Pastor K, Abby. Praise God. But the person did not get his voice exactly. But because the person is used to the word of expression of Pastor K, you can easily know that this is Pastor K talking to me. Exactly the word of God. If you are used to knowing how God responds to situation in the scripture, you have been taking time to study God and his words. You understand the pattern and the way of the Lord. Anytime you hear a voice that doesn't go in that line, no, this is not God. That was why the Bible says he had to teach Moses his ways. So people were interested in the miracle. He said, he's like, taught them his act. His act is not the same as his way. Because if you know his way, you can perform the act. So his ways is that when you keep studying the word, sir, when you keep understanding the word, when it is time to take a decision and God said, don't go, you will understand this is how this voice comes to me. And you will know this is God's voice. Most people have always said to me, I don't know if God is talking to me. I don't know if God is talking to me. Most time, the time you want to hear God is not the time you can understand him yet. How do you know the voice of your mother from your fiancé? Praise God. The difference is that you have spent time with both of them. You have spent time hearing them out. Even a little child, when he hears the voice of the mother, the one that can't talk, he will see their reaction. It will be different. Exactly how you know the word of God, how you know God's voice when he speaks to you. And how does this thing connects to what we are saying? Every time God is going to, you're going to be asking God for things to do, God is going to be speaking to you through the word. The word can come in two formats. It can come in form of the spoken word from the word, which is often regarded as logos, and it can come inside your spirit as dropped word, which is what is called rhema. So all of these words are also God's word. Every time God wants to speak to the, to the prophets of old, one of the things he keeps saying is that and the word of the Lord came. Praise God. And the word of the Lord came. Please ask your neighbor, what has God spoken to you before? Go ask another person, tell them, what has God spoken to you before? My brother, if you have prayed so much about a situation, if you have not had God's response, I will encourage you to keep praying. But the day you hear God's word about it, please stop that prayer point and go and be celebrating God, because it is answered. Because it is answered. And when something is answered, what does it mean? It is what? Answered. If something is answered, what can it probably connote again? The answer is that it is what? Answered. Amen. God's word is the answer to your prayer. It's all you need. God's word is all you need. I don't know whether I should share this or I should keep it for the later. Let me not share it yet. I prayed to God about the situation. In fact, usually in my life, let me share you a bit of my testimony. Usually in my life, I don't understand what it is to pray for needs. Please, I don't want to sound proud. Don't judge me. I'm telling you a true confession. I don't understand what to pray for needs. In fact, most times, when I just, it's almost as if I discuss my needs with God. Please bring my timer, it's not up. And I will just stay, and I will just think, and it will come to pass. Praise God. So, but I don't even know I need it. And I just ask God. You know, not serious prayer, not like, has it happened to anybody here before? I'm the only one enjoying that privilege. Not once, not twice. In fact, from my teenage age, sometimes when I'm just meditating on the word, I just that's true, God. I need to change my wardrobe. Oh. I don't have it to. And I will say it and move on from there. And before I knew it, someone would just come and say, come. What size do you wear? What is this and that? That was the grace I enjoy praying. But there was a situation that was a bit peculiar. In fact, I have never prayed about it. But that day, I stood up and I prayed about it. Guess what happened? God gave me a scripture. When God gave me that scripture, that was the last time I ever prayed about it. To glory of God, this year, it came to pass. I'm not going to break the camera more than that. But when the testimony happens, you will come and congratulate me. Amen. Suppose I didn't know anything. I didn't see anything new. But I just know. That when the manifestation is fully appeared here, let's move on. Let me distract you.
Hallelujah. Nigerians can help you to do what you don't. Amen. Praise God. I wish I can explain this further to you. Go and get a word. Stop complaining. If Christians will go with the whole world, with the word God has spoken. See, it is lack of trust not to obey God's word. If you don't claim you have faith at all, if God gave you a word and you can't stand on the word of God, I mean, what else do you want? What else? What else? What else? What else do you need? God gave you a word. You are still saying that, oh, you don't understand. He has given you himself. In fact, he said he exalts his word more than himself. All you are praying, who you are praying to, said, say, take my word. This word was what created the world that you are in. This world was formatted to become Jesus, to dwell among us. And Jesus did all those miracles and signs you are looking for. Please, what else do you want him to give you? If you are here and God has given you a word concerning anything, go back to that word. That is all you need as an answer. Don't look for anything again. Stay on that word. That is where your answer is coming from. I'll just take one more of this. The second thing through which can God get God's response. Turn to me to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. And mix alongside with it Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26. Two things together. Please, if you have your Bible, can you turn to both sides? Because I need to show you something here tonight. All of these things are the things the devil had watered down in this generation, and that is why many of us are short of God's response. DJ, quickly. He said, look at it here. This is to answer the conclusion of what I was telling you and to start the second point. Now, he said, then saith what? Unto me. This is Jeremiah speaking, right? Thou as what? Well seen. For I will what? Bring a more contemporary version. Bring a more contemporary version. Oh, yeah, now. Like NIV or any other one. Okay, look at this one. Aha, great. Then the Lord said to me, you have what? See correctly. For I am what? If this one cannot intoxicate you. God said, I am watching. Oh, you don't understand. I am guiding my words. Somebody said, God, be like, is this a correct about you? I'm not sure, but I just discovered that. It's as if when you speak, you guide it. You watch it until it comes to pass. God said, you are correct. God said, you are correct. Anytime I give you a word, I will ensure that word come to pass. I will not just seek. God, see, anytime God give you a word, God is not forgetting or he goes away to sleep. God said, I will now sit down and start watching that word pass here, pass here, pass here, until that word come to pass in your life. I want to connect this to my second point. DJ, have you mixed it already? Oh, yeah, now. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 26. Look at this one again. This is my second point. That confirmeth the word of his servant and performed the counsel of what? His messenger that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be what? Now, look at this. God, the same God that watches his words to come to pass, says that He watches the words of his servants. Praise God. Can you bring up a more contemporary version, like Message or any? Okay, look at this one. Said, who carries out words? Words of his servants and fulfills the prediction of his messenger. Some of the ways you can never miss God's response is through his servant over your life. He said, he performs. I didn't see this like this before. So when a pastor or your own pastor, your saint man comes to you and says, God bless you. God said, that word is my obligation to make sure it comes to pass. Are you here, somebody, tonight? See, I don't know how many of you, Pastor K, has prophesied over. I don't know how many of you, Pastor M, has blessed, has prayed for. Look at what, it is not my word. The God of the universe that made the heaven and the earth, that formed the circle of the whole earth, I put it upon the flowing waters. He said, I will what? Carry out the words of my servants and fulfill the prediction of myself or my messengers. Anything they have told you this year, it will come to pass. So, look, this is, see, I know we are in the world where nobody gets respect again. People have lost sanity. They are mad. In fact, we can't differentiate mad, real mad people from socially mad people now. People can wake up early in the morning and insult and destroy a minister of God's career. You are destroying your testimony. Is this devil's strategy to mess up Christians? Because if you destroy them, will they have confidence to pray for you again? Let me show you a scripture quickly. As I move, quickly. I know this time is not correct. Amen. Where's that scripture? 1 Samuel 1, 12 to 18. 1 Samuel 1, 12 to 18. Please don't joke with your pastor. In all thy joking, in all thy misbehavior, please preserve the honor of your man of God. I beg you as a church. See, he might be playing with you as a friend. He's not your friend. Hey, I wish somebody would tell this generation that your father in the Lord is your father in life. There is no this time between spiritual level and physical level. He might be playing with you. He's hugging you. He's loving you. Honor him. Because his word will lead you to your next destination. God said, he, God, will make sure. So if he calls you, I know the deal. The day Pastor K was cursing some people here that day, my tear was covered in smoke. I said, the person that is blessing is the one that is sustaining my life is cursing you. So the same way God will watch, God did not say, I will watch his prayer. He said, I will watch his what? His word. So any word he says is what God will watch to bring to pass. So you judge the one you want. Look at it here. And it came to pass as she continued to pray. This is Anna praying. Is that okay? Now let's move it faster. Can you look for a more contemporary version? I like the way they express it. There's something I want to use there. Look for hey, like that now. Go to verse 13. Anna was praying in what? In her heart. And her lips were moving. But her voice was... Okay, so Eli thought she was what? Verse 14. You can imagine the kind of pastor Eli was. She doesn't even trust the member. And if you understand his story very well, if you understand Eli's story very well, his children were very wayward. Very stupid children like that. In fact, they had to die eventually. Do you understand? They can go into the sacrifice point and take meat out. They are very mad, mad children. They are the kind of children you have in church today. Destroy people's career on social media. Abuse pastors. These are the kind of children they have. So, I am telling you that irrespective of the perfection of Eli, God still uses him. So, some of you that thought that because you have seen your pastor do one thing or the other, you are on your own. God will mark his script separate. But him as being your pastor does not change anything. You must learn to receive the message of imperfect messenger. So the fact that you see a person's mistake, in fact, is your disadvantage. Because they were men before they became of God. Can we move on, please? He said, put away your wine. He didn't believe that. I can remember. How can a pastor think the worst of his church member? He said, this guy must be drunk. Move next. Move. Not so, my Lord. Anna replied, I am a woman of what? And all of those stories. Now, I point out my heart to God. Look at the next thing. Okay, do not take servants for... See, this woman had the reason to be angry. Someone that was praying about, someone that was paining her. You, pastor, come and say you are drunk. She didn't answer him that way. She said, sir, no, I'm not drunk, actually. What is affecting my life is more than this, is more than drinking. Okay, can you go to the next verse? Eli answered. There are some people here. The word of the Lord is coming to you tonight. Go in peace. Oh, you don't understand what I mean. God is setting you free through the word of his servants. Everything holding you back from today, they give way for your sake. He said what? Go in peace. And may what? Grant you whatever what? Anytime, Pastor K. In fact, Reverend Femi was the one that taught us that when your pastor tell you good morning, don't say good morning, sir. Say amen. Ah, every word of his mouth are valuable to me. When I chat him up sometimes and he say, well done, son. I say amen. Because I know that everything I'm doing wrongly starts to be correct. Oh, you don't understand. Aha. Ah, did you? Oh. Go to verse 18. Now, as far as God is concerned, they didn't tell us in this scripture that God answered the prayer. Answer me now. There was no way it was mentioned that God said to Anna. Once the prophet answered, God said, I am committed to doing it. As far as I am concerned, that prophecy is from me. And until that prophecy, the same way I guide my own words to come to pass, is the same way I guide the word of my prophets to come to pass. Look at it here. And she said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went what? Away. Ate something. She was fasting before. See, if you're fasting, but you can say, go and break your fast, it's enough. If you doubt, you can't have faith in God. He said what? And she went away and ate something. She found something to eat. And her face was what? That was the end of the complaint. You all know the story that happened afterwards. This is someone that valued the prophecy of a man of God. If you are without a pastor, you are missing. And then we thank God for the amazing father we have in the house. Every day, six. I'm not preaching him to you. I know what God has used him to do in my life. Please honor your man of God. Honor him. Honor your man of God. I'm trying to rush. Father. I'll just take the last one here. Let me just take one more. It's through the testimony of others. The testimony of others, how God responds to you. If you perceive God is in the neighborhood, if you hear him next from you, that means he's next to you. You don't understand. Some things God is doing is just to show you an example that I'm still around. I don't have time to go into more scriptures. There was a time John the Baptist was kidnapped and he was going to be killed. And then he lost faith in God. He was looking for God's response. And he told his disciples, go and meet him. Is he the one that he has been sent or the next to come? You know what God said? I will give other people testimony so that I can take this testimony to him as my response. You know what God did? Jesus did? Jesus said, lame, walk, blind, see. He said, this ones that you have seen, go and tell him. Praise God. The testimony other people share is the fact that God is still responding to your own situation. It's only a matter of time, friends. Jump up on your feet, someone. I wish tonight I can share some of the response God gives and how it comes to you as message. I'll just drop one as we pray. One of the response God can give to your situation is that the Egyptians that you see, oh, you don't understand what that means, someone. Ah, look, what that means is this. Let me tell you what that means. God is saying that this present time, you are seeing the problem. You are praying to me and I can hear you. I can see what you are going through. But I've gone ahead of you. I have killed this problem in the future. You're only seeing it for now. So the Egyptians,
Time will not permit me to look into that, but I'd like you to know that God still give response. This was the response God gave Moses. When Moses came to God and said, God, I need to take away these people. God said, leave them. They are but a dead myth. I'm using them as a catalyst to your testimony. There are people here tonight. You have served the face of the Lord. The Lord asked me to tell you that the Egyptians that you see here tonight, by tomorrow morning, they will be there no more. They no longer exist in your future. They no longer exist in your dreams. They are only here tonight to perfect the testimony of Jesus. Can you lift your voice and begin to worship him? Just appreciate only him tonight. Only him is worthy of your praise. For those Egyptians that you have seen before, by tomorrow they are all gone. Come on, worship that God alone. Give a praise to that God alone tonight.
You are God alone. You are on the throne. You are God alone. You are God alone.
Come on, just worship him tonight.
Before time began.
Yes, yes, you are.
You are on your throne.
You are God alone.
You are God alone.
You are God alone.
You are God
from
alone.
Before time began.
From before time began.
You are on your throne.
You are on your throne.
And you are God.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.